energy prices, but not since fixing his tariff. Instead of spending hours looking for deals, he just relaxes in the shower, singing, rather badly. Because with a British Gas fixed tariff, you're protected against future price rises. And if we release a cheaper fixed tariff, you can switch to it, absolutely free. Search British Gas tariffs. Eligibility and T's and C's apply.
I've heard it's now free to sell on eBay, and it's got me thinking. Maybe I should sell my road bike that hasn't seen a road in over 2 years. And that lamp that, in hindsight, definitely looked better in Bali. And this gorgeous dress that needs someone to take it out rather than just out of the wardrobe. Which is exactly why I'm never selling my joggers.
You'll see things differently now it's free to sell on eBay. Download the app now. eBay. Things people love. Excludes motors and business sellers.
It's the season of generosity. And at Waitrose, we're kicking things off with our half-price roasts offer. Choose from our tender and rich Aberdeen Angus beef roasting joints or juicy Moorish beech-smoked gammon joints. You can serve generously with our half-price roasts. Waitrose. Food to feel good about. Selected lines and stores subject to availability. Prices may vary in Channel Islands, Little Waitrose and Partners and Concessions. Offer ends 12th of November.
You join us now with this penalty shootout locked at an unbelievable 19-all.
Yeah, I hope these fans haven't got a train to catch.
2019 now! Oh, this is gonna be a long night.
You're telling me.
Last train home won't wait for penalties. Better get a travel lodge. Find king-size comfort up and down the country at travellodge.co.uk.
Tuesday, Amazon brings you the UEFA Champions League.
Who's going to get on the end of it? Who wants it more? Magnificent. Wonderful goal.
Liverpool versus Leverkusen, live from 6:30 p.m. It's on Prime.
Absolute Radio presents Tim's Listening Party.
With Tim Burgess.
Telling the story behind another iconic album with the geezers who made it.
Episodes, subscribe to the podcast or listen on the free Absolute Radio app.
Welcome back to Tim's Listening Party on Absolute Radio. I'm Tim Burgess and joining me this episode is John Bon Jovi to chat about Bon Jovi's 1986 album, Slippery When Wet. If you've missed any of this evening's show, you can catch up with the Tim's Listening Party podcast. Just search Tim's Listening Party wherever you get your podcasts. And please keep your tweets coming to @Tim_Burgess and @AbsoluteRadio with the hashtag Tim's Listening Party. So, John, can you tell me a little bit about Thank You, Goodnight, the Bon Jovi story?
Well, the doc is a 40-year retrospect chronicling the obvious 4 decades and the 18 albums, but also this unfortunate surgery that I didn't realize but, you know, ran into, and the son of a bitch that had a camera was filming it.
Right.
So I went through a terribly intrusive couple of years because this... It was not the usual nodules on a vocal cord stuff. This is a physical implant that had to be done and something I'm still recovering from.
Wow. I mean, I have heard, you know, like snippets of conversation and I didn't really want to dive in, but I mean, do you want to talk about it?
Sure.
What is it?
So what I had was a surgery called a medialization. And what that is outside of your vocal cords, and you'll understand this as a singer, your vocal cords are these two little things that are as big as your thumbnail.
Yeah.
Okay, so the entire economy, as you know, runs on something this big.
Okay.
If for conversation's sake, they're as thick as your thumb, each one of them.
Yeah.
One was as thick as the thumb as it should be, the other one was as thick as a pinky. It was literally dying.
Wow.
And so ultimately what they did was they put this plastic implant outside of the cords to push them together and build them up like lifting weights. And so the plastic thing pushes them in whenever I make a sound.
Oh, God.
And it teaches them like if you were lifting dumbbells together to make them be simultaneously the same size again, make them close properly. So
this is like really progressive surgery?
I guess so.
Yeah.
You know, the only other person I know that has had it was Shania Twain. So she'd become sort of my spirit sister in this whole journey.
I love Shania.
I love her.
She's done a great listening party for me.
Great.
Yeah,
she's the best.
Great, yeah.
But she had lived this. And so she guided me through it. And without that, I I think I would have done it because it was like, you know, do it or retire.
Wow.
But it really was comforting to know that she had done it.
Sucked.
Yes, I bet. Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to ask anything more about it. if that's okay.
It's okay.
But, yeah, so a pioneer with the vocal.
Yeah, I'm a robot now, you know, the bionic singer. We'll see when I get back out on the road or not.
Back to the record. Raise Your Hands is next.
Audience. Yeah. You know, we learned something from a guy named Southside Johnny. Southside Johnny was never, you know, as big as the E Street Band, but an incredible entertainer, taught me a lot, made a bunch of records. Yeah. And, you know, when we'd go out on the road opening from Kiss to the Scorpions to Judas Priest, yeah, to suddenly a country band like 38 Special, yeah, we had to learn how to entertain an audience, yeah, and win the hearts and minds of people who didn't even speak your language.
Yeah.
So you had to know how to be a great entertainer. And if it was the simple action, especially at that age, of getting people to raise their hands in unison.
Yeah.
Now you put it into a lyric, which is a command.
Yeah.
And you have another vehicle to win the hearts and minds of the peoples.
Wow.
You see, so I was very conscious of that kind of stuff.
Do you write with an audience in mind?
Certainly then.
Yeah, yeah.
Certainly, yeah, then.
It's good to sort of like think about it now and again. I mean, I've done it a couple of times myself. But.
Sure. You know. I know when I've missed the mark.
Right.
You know, and thought, this is going to work great. And then you see the whole audience going, on the one and the three. They don't get the beat. You know, so sometimes you get it right, sometimes you don't. But that would have been one of those cases where we knew what to do.
Yeah. Time for some more music. Let's hear the song we've been talking about, Raise Your Hands.
Down in the end.
Tim's Listening Party on Absolute Radio. Tim Burgess and John Bon Jovi going through Bon Jovi's Slippery When Wet. Track 7 is Without Love. And I really like that song. It's different, right? It's different than
a lot of
the rest of it. And it's kind of like, you know, it's, you know, no matter what genre, love is the theme.
Yeah.
You know, John Lennon was right.
Yeah.
You know.
Isn't he? For instance, this song would be a nod to that Southside Johnny.
Okay.
They had a song that they had covered that was written by Aretha Franklin, but it was called Without Love. And so I copped the title. It had the arrangement that was more in that, the way we used to play covers in the blue-eyed soul kind of R&B stuff of the Atlantic City Expressway, my first cover band.
Yeah.
Where I had 5 horns in the band.
Yeah.
You know, it was a very different
soul.
But a part of my upbringing to graduate into what we became as a band. And Without Love would absolutely be a nod to Southside's version of an Aretha Franklin song off of their 1977 album called This Time Is For Real.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, this guy Southside Johnny was very influential to me as a kid.
And you obviously a big fan of Aretha then?
Sure, of course. The great singers who are always going to be there.
Have you ever seen the documentary Amazing Grace?
I have not.
It's well worth watching. It's, you know, it obviously came out as an album, but lately it's like a quadruple album.
Ah.
And I don't think she liked a lot of it. So it was, you know, very edited, but the documentary is worth a watch.
Yeah, you're always happy to learn from one of the masters. I mean, she learned in the church and from her dad, and then she could interpret a song, and she could write a song, and I mean, you know, she's awesome.
So, you know, we play each track from the album on this show. So how does it feel when you hear Without Love?
Nostalgic.
Yeah.
Because like I said, it takes me to one page of my book, which would be back in the club in New Jersey, you know, emulating Southside Johnny.
And how old?
16, 17, 18.
17. Yeah. It's a life, right?
Yeah.
You're listening to Tim's Listening Party on Absolute Radio, and this is Bon Jovi with Without Love.
Back to the
Absolute Radio. That was Bon Jovi with Without Love. Next up is I'd Die For You.
Yeah, Die For You is something that we'd play a lot live. It was with the eighth notes on Runaway. I think it was reminiscent of a little of that. Yeah, it was definitely in that kind of musical style. Lyrically, I think it is that boy-girl thing of Tommy and Gina again.
Yeah.
This time, it's Romeo and Juliet, if you will.
Yeah.
Shakespearean. Simple rock song for, a simpler time.
Mm-hmm.
But we used to play it a lot live. Been a while. We used to.
Is live on the horizon?
Ask the plastic maker of my current vocal cords, but right. We'll see.
Okay.
I hope so.
Yeah. I mean, what are your impressions of the UK? I mean, when I first went to America, I couldn't wait. Seen pictures of the Empire State Building, and then all of a sudden I'm standing there. I'm guessing that the drives in between, the cities are a lot more manageable.
Here?
Yeah, yeah.
Sure, of course.
And, what's the first thing that you do when you land?
Oh, God. I have so many great memories here in London, for example. And I think sometimes if you guys are living here, much like we in New York say, oh, but I've never even been to the Statue of Liberty. Mm-hmm. Maybe you take certain things for granted. We don't. When we drive by Big Ben or Parliament or Westminster Abbey, you're still in awe of it all.
Yeah, yeah.
When I went for a run yesterday in Hyde Park, I love Hyde Park.
I love Hyde Park.
I get great joy out of just taking a jog through Hyde Park. It's different for me than Central Park. Why? I don't know. Probably because I'm a visitor here.
Do you run through Central Park?
Yeah, many, a hundred times.
Yeah.
But because I'm an avid jogger, and so like when I come here, I make a point of going to Hyde Park for a run. But there's so many great memories here, and it's such a beautiful city, and I really appreciated it as much or more this week, this time.
Yeah,
yeah, I really do.
You say you like June?
Yeah, what's better than being here for the shows outside and Wimbledon and just the great weather and back in the day. Back to 1969 when the Stones played Hyde Park after Brian passes. I'd never forgotten that. And what I knew of the park was they'd have the Night of the Proms and that fundraiser. And then in 2003, I said to our management, I want to play the park. He said, well, nobody plays in the park. I want to play in the park. So we got the council to give us permission. We had 100,000+ people, and they gave us permission. And the show went off without a hitch, and it was great. And they said, good job. We liked it. This is the town council folk.
Yeah.
And then they allowed that, what we know today, to be the Hard Rock Calling and that festival.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
We get the credit for creating that.
Yeah.
Because in 2003, they were like, yeah, rock show can happen in the park. Now they limit it to, 55 or 60,000.
Yeah.
So it's a little more manageable for traffic. But that's how much, we had that adoration, for the park, and I always wanted to play there.
So you brought it back?
Yeah, I think we did.
That's cool. I think it was last year. So Lana Del Rey.
Yeah. She's awesome.
British Summertime, I think they call it now.
The greatest.
Yeah.
I saw Bruce there last summer. It was great.
Oh, wow. Okay, time to hear I'd Die For You by Bon Jovi, the eighth song from Slippery When Wet. That's I Die For You from Bon Jovi. We're doing a listening party for their third album, Slippery When Wet. John Bon Jovi is still with me. So I'm at the start of this journey, and I do something called Help Us Help Bands. And we get money through selling coffee and pizza. And, you know, we're taking it slowly, building off the last couple of years, and helps with everything related to the issues of the struggling artist. Can you tell me about the JBJ Foundation?
Yeah.
Soul Foundation.
Yeah, I've had the foundation for some 20 years now. And it began under the guise of sports ownership, which is why the story's cuckoo. But I used to own a sports team, a very small American football team. And in order to ingratiate ourselves in the community, I thought we needed to be more philanthropic than everybody. So initially we were doing something like that, very small, whatever you needed, pencils, backpacks,
yeah,
you know, blankets to an orphanage. But one day I saw a homeless man sleeping on a grate outside of the city hall in Philadelphia. And it all came together for me. And I called my best friend who was born and raised there and said, find me somebody that understands the homeless issue. Little did I know that I would meet like the penultimate expert in the field, who was a nun. And Sister Mary has taught me everything I learned about it since. And we started by building affordable housing. And that has gone very well, and we've built 1,000 units of affordable housing for people in need. But in 2008, in America, we started what was called the JBJ Soul Kitchens. We subsequently have four of them, and this model never existed before my wife conceptualized it.
Right.
If you or I come there and you want to affect change directly, you leave a suggested donation. It's a beautiful farm-to-table, yeah, kind of good food, kind of no, yeah, institutional food, no government subsidies, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
You affect change directly with your $30. It pays for a three-course meal for you and for somebody in need in the restaurant. And you'll never know who's in need or who's paying, because there's no money that changes hands at the table. Yeah. There's no prices on the menu. Yeah. And then if you want to participate in the model, you volunteer.
Yeah.
Hence, I was the dishwasher for years and years and years, yeah, until, yeah, ultimately, I couldn't, because that was a volunteer position and the restaurant was too small to have too many dishwashers. So dishwashing is an important part of the gig, yeah, and not a paid position. So we created this and now we have four of them.
I think, you know, people hearing that will, you know, ultimately think you're the coolest guy around.
Well, nah, it's just that you can make change happen in your backyard.
Yeah, I think
you can. It doesn't take a scientist to find the cure.
And, you know, I mean, do you think, you know, being from New Jersey, and, you know, I mean, do you think that that's had a really, you know, big effect on the way that you think about things?
I think so. I mean, as you're from Manchester, you realize that that's who you are.
Yeah.
Those are your people.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
And so that's how we feel about Jersey. You take it with you even when you don't want it.
Yeah.
It comes with you. The dems and does about Jersey is who we are.
I mean, I sometimes have to go back to Manchester just to sort of like check myself, you know.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah.
You know, I still live there. My license says New Jersey. Yeah.
The next song is called Never Say Goodbye. It comes across as a nostalgic number to me. The video, you know, it's like you're playing live and there's like images.
Baby pictures and all that stuff.
Yeah, baby pictures and all that kind of stuff. I mean, nostalgia is something that you have at any age, but...
Yeah.
Are you even more nostalgic now? You know, if you were to do it again, you know, would you have different pictures now?
Probably not. You know, in fact, we probably retreaded those same pictures too many times since then. That song would have been the fourth chart-topping,
yeah,
single. But by that point, I had said, pull the plug. Slippery was so big that I didn't want it to be the be-all and end-all.
Yeah.
I was already thinking of the next record.
Yeah.
So we stopped releasing quote-unquote singles. But that song obviously was that, you know, and it's like radio played it anyway kind of thing.
Yeah.
So we knew what the song was, and it still holds up, you know, it's
oh, yeah,
you know, it still holds up.
With the six pack on the radio, we didn't need no place to go. I was thinking, oh, right, yeah, is that six pack, you know, is it
that,
like,
was it? That we used to sit in these things called the clay pits.
Yeah.
My hometown was called Sayreville, and it was built on the location of the Sayre Fisher Brick Company. And because it was clay, they'd make bricks.
Yeah, yeah.
So we would sit in the clay pits with a six-pack of beer and the radio. And, you know, whatever high school girlfriend was around, that kind, yes, of thing. And that's where the kids would get together. And the drinking age was 18. So at 16 and 17, that's where we would go.
Yeah. I started 21.
Then it turned 21 after I had turned 18, so we were grandfathered in. How old were you when the Charlatans got a record deal?
I was 22.
So I was 21, and it was integral to cut your teeth playing in the bar before then. And had you had been 22 when you first picked up that guitar and the first time in a bar, you might have been thinking, oh God, I got to get a job or I got to make some money. You know, when you're 18 and 16, if you're lucky, you know, your parents still fed you and put shoes on your feet. So you were okay. That was the benefit for me is I was able to, you know, cut my teeth at 16, 17, 18. So by the time I was 21, I got a record deal.
Yeah. I mean, I was always in bands, I was always writing music, always with friends at my mum's house and stuff.
Yeah.
And cool. Like you, a lot of my friends ended up going into the military and stuff, you know, because it was a promise of like seeing the world and sort of experience and learning all this kind of stuff.
Yep.
And, I stuck to playing bass, synth, guitar, or whatever it was, and ended up being the singer
worked
of
out.
The band, you know.
Yeah.
Same that resonated journey. With me, actually, what you were saying. Well, let's play the penultimate song on the album. It's Never Say Goodbye. you've just tuned in, it's Tim Burgess having a listening party with John Bon Jovi. John, we've come to the end of the album. Wild in the Streets is the last song on the album.
Yeah.
And I have to say, it's my favourite song.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I really like it.
Thanks.
You know, as...
I wrote that at the top of my stairs of my childhood home. Storytelling, rock song, you know, way to play, you know, early in a show. I remember it all, but it was the formative years.
Yeah.
You know, early songwriting stuff.
Yeah. I mean, do you like the, you know, I mean, the deep cuts and what makes up.
Yes.
An amazing album.
Yes.
You know, it's like,
absolutely true.
You know, and I think that for me, Wild in the Streets and Without Love are like so integral to the album, you know, that has Living on a Prayer or has You Give Love a Bad Name or has Never Say Goodbye. And I just think, I mean, they're the things that make up the artistry of making a record, which is something that I still enjoy to this day.
You.
How do you feel about choosing, say, Wild in the Streets as the last track or is Without Love track 7 or track 8? These are, I think it's an amazing part of the jigsaw.
Yes. You and I came up in an era where albums mattered.
Yeah.
You know, you had to have a beginning, let it rock, opening your show. You had to have somewhere to close it and something to take you on the journey in the middle, which is the ballad.
Yeah.
And telling the complete story. For me, that was integral because it was track 7 that probably influenced me to want to strum the tennis racket in the beginning.
Exactly.
You know, it wasn't the single on anyone's, you know, album. It was the album track.
Yeah. And when you're in a band, you know, the importance of singles
because you needed that to get on the radio, to get on the road, but you needed the album track to give you some kind of.
That's giving me goosebumps, you know.
Because it's the same story we lived on the both sides of the ocean.
Exactly.
Same story.
And I actually think, you know, when you meet kids who sort of like believe in that as well, you know, it's obviously not a massive amount of, people realize that importance, but it's very heartwarming to believe that, you know, young artists do believe in the actual idea of an album.
I'm happy for them.
Yeah. And that's what this show's about. And I'm really grateful that you came here to talk about one of the biggest albums in the world. John Bon Jovi, thank you very much.
Thank you, Tim. It's been great.
Sometimes you talk so tough. You're
That's Wild in the Streets, concluding this listening party on Absolute Radio. Thank you to John Bon Jovi for taking me through Bon Jovi's Slippery When Wet. Now is a point where I'd like to suggest a few records that I've been listening to this past week. This week, I've been listening to Risqué by Chic, featuring Good Times and My Forbidden Lover. And I'm hoping to get Niall in the studio to talk about something, hopefully this album, very soon. Randy Newman, 12 songs I've been listening to. In particular, a song called Rosemary. You probably know Randy Newman from doing the scores for Toy Story and all that kind of stuff now, but you know, in the 70s, and this one's from 1970, he was making you know, records that were very like character based, and it's observational songwriting about characters, savory or sweet. I'm ready to go, baby. Ain't that a shame? I'm going to do Sophie Royer. I'm pretty sure I've recommended Cult Survivor before, but she's about to put a third album out, which obviously isn't available to listen to yet. So I'm going to recommend Harlequin, because I've been gearing up towards the third album by listening to the second album. And Harlequin's a great, great record, particularly for me, the last track, Someone Is Smoking. But it's all great. Nothing comes. The last thing I'm going to recommend, you know, I've been a huge fan of Gram Parsons for a long time, so I'm going to recommend the album Burrito Deluxe. Farther Along, Older Guys, Cody Cody, Down in the Churchyard, all absolute classics, God's Own Singer, and Save the Best to Last, Wild Horses. So many say that he wrote that song, and I'm just going to leave it at that. Wild, wild horses couldn't drag me away. Every episode, I remind you that you can replay any past episodes of my listening party by searching and following Tim's Listening Party wherever you get your podcasts. But how about you also recommend it to a friend? Maybe a friend would be interested in the Kinks episode, or my chat with Sparks, or you too. There's so much there to listen back to, so please do share. As always, keep tweeting me your thoughts using the hashtag Tim's Listening Party. I'm Tim Burgess, and thanks for listening. I'll see you soon for another listening party.
This is Tim's listening party on Absolute Radio. Absolute Radio, telling the story behind another iconic album with Tim Burgess.
Get involved using the hashtag Tim's Twitter Listening Party.
Here at the Virgin Games Development Hub, we run all sorts of tests to make sure our players get the most thrilling experiences, wherever they are. Like testing our game recommendations feature for people playing in the bath. Or our daily free games for people playing on the train. Or the perfect amount of free spins you get when you play £10. Let me see. Oh, it's 30.
Get 30 free spins when you play £10. Virgin Games. Serious about play. Visit virgingames.com. 18 plus UK only. New members only. Must opt in. Free spins on double bubble. 1p coin size. Max size. 30-day expiry. Full rules at virgingames.com. Play responsibly. BeGambleAware.org.
Benenden Health provides private healthcare for
CEOs,
people in suits.
No, not just them. At £15.50 per employee per month, you can look after even more of your workforce.
Sure, that's the starting price.
No, that is the price.
£15.50. That works.
Join the thousands of businesses already turning to affordable private healthcare. Britain, we've got you. Search Benenden for Business. Benenden Health. Healthcare done different. Wait periods apply, including for surgical treatment. Not all treatments covered. Other limits and exclusions apply. Visit benenden.co.uk. Fee review periodically. UK only.
Can I have it back now?
Emily. Daddy.
That's not a toy, that's Daddy's.
Daddy.
No. Not in the
list. Look out for the courier with your new phone.
With Direct Line's accidental damage cover added to your home insurance, whether you've smashed your phone at home or dropped it down your loo, we'll get you from problem to solution as quickly as possible. Direct Line, we're on it.
Excess applies. Home insurance underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Sounds like someone just made a delicious order and got himself some tasty credit back. Because when you sign up to Deliveroo Plus Gold, you get even more member perks, like 10% credit back on restaurant orders over £30, which collects in your app so you can spend more on what you love. Genius. Sign up to Deliveroo Plus Gold today and start living that plus life. Subscription fee, geographical restrictions, service fees and terms apply. Partner eligibility applies. See deliveroo.co.uk/legal for details.
Perfect timing. Flawless execution. 2.5 turns.
Darren Jones, you're a pro with that spanner.
Thank you, Tom Daly. Your boiler's all fixed now, mate.
Oh, you legend. You save bath time.
No problem.
No heating or hot water? Contact British Gas before 11 a.m. and we're committed to being there same day, whether you're a customer or not. T's and C's apply. Based on 2024 data, 80% of customers receive this service.
I've heard it's now free to sell on eBay, and it's got me thinking. Maybe I should sell my road bike that hasn't seen a road in over 2 years. And that lamp that, in hindsight, definitely looked better in Bali. And this gorgeous dress that needs someone to take it out rather than just out of the wardrobe. Which is exactly why I'm never selling my joggers.
You'll see things differently now it's free to sell on eBay. Download the app now. eBay. Things people love. Excludes motors and business sellers.
This is Liam's big day. He's got the head mic, the musicians, the drone to shower the rose petals, and a life-size ice sculpture of his bride.
It's gonna take a lot to drag me away from you.
Best of all, he got all these wedding surprises with his new Barclaycard Platinum credit card, saving him interest and helping spread his costs. Check if you're eligible at barclaycard.co.uk. Barclaycard, make money work for you. 24.9% APR representative variable subject to financial status. T's and C's and exclusions apply.
Here at the Virgin Games Development Hub, we run all sorts of tests to make sure our players get the most thrilling experiences, wherever they are. Like testing our game recommendations feature for people playing in the bar. Or our daily free games for people playing on the train. Or the perfect amount of free spins you get when you play £10. Let me see. Oh, it's 30.
Get 30 free spins when you play £10. Virgin Games. Serious about play. Visit virgingames.com. 18 plus, UK only. New members only. Must opt in. Free spins on double bubble, 1p coin size, max size, 30-day expiry. Full rules at virgingames.com. Play responsibly. BeGambleAware.org.
And just like that, we're into another week.
Sorry to be the bearer of bad news, but it is Monday. We're night shifting right now. I'm Dan Noble. I've got new music from the Wombats to play. Let's do that after some David Bowie. And right now, you too.